Hey there! Every month, Annie has a call with our Path 365 members and answers their questions. She tackles a wide range of topics from what to do with big emotions, what kinds of tips and advice she has for addressing difficult situations, how to deal with cravings, and so much more. Listen in as she does some real-life coaching for our Path members.
Hi, it's Annie. How are you doing? I'm doing good. We're having a good nice day here, which is awesome. All right. So I am going to answer a question that I got recently from a reader. And this is like, hi, Annie, I restrict food when I'm drinking. I do this to avoid consuming too many calories. My eating habits used to be normal, but since I started drinking, I prioritize alcohol over food. I'm not sure where to start on this, my drinking or my eating. Okay. So I can relate to this. I look back at pictures of myself in the years that my drinking was really, really bad, circa 2013, 2012, 2014. And my head was like bigger than my body. And I was doing the same thing. And it was literally for me, it was like coffee till noon, maybe some sort of food around noon, would not eat breakfast. And then it was like 5 p.m. on, it was like wine all night. And because I was getting so many calories from alcohol, part of my body wasn't hungry. And because I was dealing with these hangovers in the morning and nausea and stuff, I wasn't hungry then either. So I didn't know it at the time, but there's a term for this. It's called drunkorexia. Or I mean, it's probably not a technical term, but it's one that I've heard a few times thrown around. And it is brutal. I mean, it's ridiculous from a health perspective. But here's the thing, like we're doing the best we can with the tools we have. And so first of all, the first thing here is to give yourself some grace and to understand like, hey, all right, this snuck in, I'm not where I wanna be. Let's celebrate the awareness. I see this now, amazing. Seeing it is the first step. You cannot change something you can't see. You cannot change something you can't see. That's so important to know and to understand and to like really internalize is like, let's celebrate awareness. Awareness is so painful because we think, oh my gosh, like now I'm aware, what am I going to do? So if I was really going to say like what to prioritize, you know, based on all that and based on really giving yourself grace, I would prioritize drinking. And there's a lot of reasons is because I think food is a much messier, more complicated situation. I think the voice in your head that says, I'm going to be overdoing it. Like if you're super concerned about calories overall right now, and you are adding the calories of food back, but you're not subtracting the calories of alcohol, you're going to be even more concerned. And I think that would take more noise and more, like it would just elevate your level of cognitive dissonance and stress. And so, but I wouldn't prioritize drinking in a way of like, okay, cold turkey, I'm going to stop right now. I would prioritize it in a way of really focusing on your knowledge. Why are you doing it? What benefits do you see? What all are your reasons for drinking? What does the science say? Is it really doing what I think it does? All of that sort of stuff, all the stuff we cover in This Naked Mind, maybe read This Naked Mind. People have read This Naked Mind more than once. Perhaps join the alcohol experiment at alcoholexperiment.com. Take a break if you feel like you're ready to do that. And that's always free at alcoholexperiment.com or also on the App Store. And then allow that the food thing will happen in time and really give yourself grace around the food thing until the drinking thing is out of the way. And another reason I would prioritize drinking is because drinking is the addictive substance. Food can be addictive. High fructose corn syrup certainly is. There's some arguments to say like, you know, pure processed white flour can have an addictive attribute in the body, but we know high fructose corn syrup does it. It works on the same mechanisms of overstimulation of dopamine, but alcohol is very addictive. And so prioritizing that and allowing your brain and body to heal from that, I think is really the right way to go. So all of that to say, I really understand, I get it. And good job for even asking the question. You're absolutely on the right path. And I would do alcohol, but I would do it in a way that prioritizes your knowledge and your emotion before you actually take the plunge of trying to change your behavior.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you're ready to see how This Naked Mind can help you on your personal health and wellness journey and want to learn more, go to thisnakedmindpodcast.com to learn what your next best step is. Again, that's thisnakedmindpodcast.com. We have all of our free resources, programs, social links, and more available for you there. Plus, if you have your own naked life story to share, you can submit it there as well. Until next week, Stay curious.
Thank you.